Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 202. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Back to your Nick Coles in a second. A quick second. I just want to say something about Reggie Miller, though, because, like, obviously, Reggie Miller being on the call, he naturally, he's a Pacer. He's a Pacer. So, on some level, sure, he's rooting for the Pacers, right? I wouldn't deny him that. He's human. He's a Pacer. His whole life is a Pacer. So, I'm sure he's rooting for the Pacers every game he does against the Pacers. But, like, it's kind of become a story now. I saw Dog making some comments that he shouldn't be involved. I believe it was Dog who said some comments he shouldn't be involved. Evan and Tiki today going through it, and some of the sounds and sights of maybe him kind of rooting for the Pacers. Or I saw a bunch of people tweeting about it. It's embarrassing. Like, I couldn't disagree more. I like the idea Reggie's there. And first off, it's not like they plucked Reggie Miller off of his couch to come do TNT games because it's Knicks Pacers, idiot. Knicks Pacers. It's not like he's been the broadcaster. Like, it's what no one's complaining Breen is doing national. No one's going to complain Breen's doing games on ESPN when he's the Nick broadcaster. Reggie Miller, I don't know. I think he's okay at best. He's okay on the games. But I actually think his voice lends something to this rivalry. I'm cool with it. It's okay. If it was a Nick guy, I would be okay with it too. There's something about having him on the call that I don't mind necessarily. I think it's silly to get all upset about it. And I listened to the game. I never once thought it got in the way that Reggie Miller was making it seem like or completely pulling for the Pacers. Not once. Not once did it bother me. Not once did I think he was being extremely unfair. When things happen, does his go a little bit better for the Pacers than the Knicks? Maybe. Who gives a damn? Like, honestly, who cares? And I know he's made himself part of it, right? He's doing videos on the streets of New York. You know, last year put out a thing where he's kind of doing a troll job of the Knicks fans, whatever. I want to be reminded of the 1990s. I do. I want to have that feel of this series. Like, I want part of this is the revenge of last year, now the revenge of game one. But what this series means. And the history of these two teams. And clearly, you can't talk about the history of the Pacers and the Knicks without Reggie Miller. I have no problem with Reggie Miller being a part of the series. None. And we're looking for reasons to have one, quite honest. If he's going to have some fun, he's going to have some fun. That's all right, and the fans can have some fun with him. And last year, Josh Hart did. Like, it's fun. And then the other thing, the choke thing from Halliburton, the Knicks won that series. That doesn't bother me. The Knicks won the series. Who's going to care about this game if the Knicks win the series? We're yelling about it. We're screaming about it. I came on really pissed off at 2 a.m. yesterday Okay. In the moment, if the Knicks win the series, are we gonna care about game one of the series? It's gonna be a footnote. It's gonna be a footnote. And if Halliburton hits the game winning shot and they went on to go win it, to the victor go the spoils. That's it. And the idea, here's the other thing too about that, as I heard a bunch of people say, the Knicks should use that as bulletin board material. This is the first time the Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. If they need bulletin board material, like, and I know, again, it's coming from athletes. Boomer said it. He's been in that scenario. I played high school football. I joke about it, but I get it. And we know we watched the Jordan documentary, but I think the point of the Jordan documentary isn't, hey, don't give him any fodder to use as bulletin board material. The point of the Jordan documentary is he didn't need it. He would make it up on his own. If nobody gave him any bulletin board material, he would make it up on his own because it helped him get into that mindset. If the New York Knicks, coming off of that loss, need the idea of Halliburton giving the choke sign as some sort of extra motivation, then they're not the team I think they are. Then they're not the tough-minded, hard-nosed team that I trust if they need that crap to get them motivated for an Eastern Conference Finals game, for an opportunity to go play in the NBA Finals and win a championship. But, oh, let's not do that because it really will... that's something they should really use to motivate them. I mean, listen, whatever motivation you need, I get it. I'm not opposed to using it as motivation. I'm just saying... they shouldn't need a damn thing other than they better freaking win tonight or they're going to probably lose the series. That should be enough. So maybe I'm different. I was more mad at that game. I was more mad at how the Knicks blew the game. I tip my cap to the Pacers and how they played. And to me, you want to put up the choke sign? Do it. You want Reggie Miller involved? Why not? That's okay. He's not impacting the basketball game. The way we feel about sports, the way we feel about national media guys, too, like the idea, oh, Reggie Miller's rooting against us. Everybody thinks everybody roots against your team. I have friends who think Joe Buck hates every single team they root for. It doesn't matter who's on the call. When it's a national game, fans are convinced they're against their team. At least now we can point to it and say we know for sure. I have no problem with Reggie Miller being a part of this broadcast. In fact, I welcome it. Because if and when the Knicks pull this thing off, it's going to be a little bit more sweet that Reggie Miller's there to see it. So I have no problem with anything. I have no problem with the broadcast. I have no problem with Halliburton. Honestly, I don't. Now, was it premature? Yeah. That's egg on his face. I don't give a damn. And they ended up winning the game. But ultimately, it's just one game. Who cares? And when that choke was famous, the Knicks rallied back to win the series. Let's hope it plays out exactly the same.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.